Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Man of the year, man of the year, man of the year. Welcome to the number one friendship podcast in the country. I'm Matt Ritter.
I'm Aaron Cairo.
Guys, go to manoftheyearpodcast.com. There's a lot of exciting stuff on there. I mean, there's some tickets to our Netflix is a Joke festival show. We've got merch. You can go to our YouTube channel. A lot of exciting stuff happening.
Can't wait for the show, Matt.
I mean, it's going to be epic. So, I have to apologize, Cairo. I missed out on a hang with one of our old Plainview crew members. I bailed because
you didn't. Very unlike you.
Actually, you forced my hand.
Well, so give the context, and then
I'm still suffering under a sinus infection and an ear infection. Nice combo. We call that the Sundance flu.
Yeah.
Third time going to Sundance, third time getting sick. Our friend was in town and I didn't tell him I was sick. I was just trying to fight through and see if I could, you know, get better. This was like 24 hours before. And so I was, you know, doing all the bullshit, emergency water, Dayquil. Eventually I went to the urgent care and they were like, you have a major sinus infection and an ear infection. And I bailed, but I was like debating it up until 3 o'clock. And then you were like, I won't let you go.
Well, a lot to unpack here. First of all, I love that you said doing all the things. One is emergency, which is snake oil.
No. Hot take.
Okay.
The placebo effect is real if you want it to be.
Yes.
Yeah. So the real term for placebo effect is you're not supposed to know that it's fake.
But now
even if I know it's fake, I still think it works. So maybe that's not the placebo effect. Maybe we need to come up with a term for that.
So I was going to say, I've been reading about this recently. The placebo effect works if you know it's a placebo.
So the whole thing is absurd. So it's just mind over matter.
Exactly. So emergency is a hoax. Water was one of your three things.
Are you going to tell me water's a hoax?
No, I'm just saying you're like, I was doing everything I could to get to this dinner. I really wanted
water,
I was
drinking rest, water. Water, rest, tea, emergency. First of all, vitamin C is not a hoax.
Yeah. I don't think, does vitamin C help a sinus infection?
No, zero chance of clearing.
There was a few issues, when I told you you're not coming to this dinner, two were pretty selfish. One, this was before you went to the doctor, so you didn't know what you had. Yeah. One, I don't want to get sick.
Yeah, fair.
And two, we have to do podcasts. We have other work projects.
So we had a big pitch the next day. We had a big pitch the next day that you were, that's more important. By the way, let's just pause and say the reason I'm bringing this up is because I wanted this topic to be about getting sick and whether you should show up when you're sick for friends. I feel like a lot of people try to power through. And I want to talk about whether that is or is not the right answer for a situation.
You know, and I want you to disabuse me of this because I feel like this is, if you're really sick, you can't go, friends got to understand the end. I mean, end of podcast.
All right. Bye.
Love you, buddy.
I think if it was that simple, great. Part of it is there's degrees of sickness.
Sure.
And I think most of it isn't like, obviously, if you have the flu, you're not going. It's not that we're talking about. So come on. like yeah. that. Yes, you're right. That's very cut and dry. But I feel that most of the situations are not cut and dry, where you'll be at so many parties now, baby showers, baby events, birthday parties, whatever. Somebody's sniffling. Should they not have come?
I mean, if it's a sniffle and you don't think you're contagious and you can get up and about and it's a good friend, then you should go.
So somebody might totally disagree with you and go, but no, fuck you, stay home. You have the sniffles. Who are you to like, oh, you don't think you're contagious? Like you're sniffling all over the place. I personally hate when people are sniffling all over a party.
But aren't you King Sniffle?
No. I don't even know where you get this stuff from.
Isn't that your Nintendo Mike Tyson?
No, I never go. I try and never go if I have any sort of ailment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I honestly, knock on wood, I never get sick. So I don't, this doesn't really happen that often.
I'm just saying, you go to a party. It's not just about you. You go to a party. You don't like see that all the time where some people are at varying degrees of some sort of malady.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, people do have varying degrees of maladies. I mean, all right. So I guess Captain Nuance strikes again. Sergeant Black.
Should we not do this episode?
I mean, okay. Is it a binary choice? If you're sniffling, you can't go. Can't go to
a wedding. No, I'm saying I think you and I, this episode should set some parameters.
Okay.
Because I think pre-COVID, people were way more inclined to show up sick for things.
Yeah.
Now people are much better about it. But I also think, like, people think they're obligated to go when they're not feeling well. And it's like, no, you're not. Like, I think as a rule, you're right. Like, if you're not feeling well, stay home.
Did you take a COVID test when you were feeling crappy?
No, I don't. And I knew it wasn't COVID. It was a sinus infection.
But you didn't know it was a sinus infection.
Well, I knew my face was like pressure in my face. So
what is a sinus infection?
It's when your nasal passages are like clogged. So this whole area of your face is like stuffed.
Right. Okay. So I guess you had a sinus infection isn't contagious.
It's a bacterial infection usually. So no. Well, could be, I guess. They all could be contagious, I suppose. I don't know.
So what did they give you at the doctor?
They gave me amoxicillin and steroids, prednisone. I'm jacked up.
Amoxicillin is that's for bacteria or viral?
Bacteria.
I always get confused. Which is the one that like doesn't
you can't do anything for a viral.
Okay, you can't do anything for a viral, and antibiotics kill bacterial. Right. We've been taking antibiotics our whole lives, and we're basically the whole world is coming to
right. We ruined our gut. We ruined our gut. We ruined our defense, natural defenses. We've been setting off nuclear bombs inside of our bodies for colds.
Do you ever go to the doctor and they're like, well, we're not sure it's bacterial or viral. We don't want to give you antibiotics because we're overprescribing them. And you're like, come on, one just for me.
That literally happened this week. That was the exact spiel. I didn't realize that's the canned spiel.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, just give me whatever you think is going to clear this up.
Right. And they're like, well, we're not sure. Overprescribed. I'm like, well, it's not going to, one person is not going to change the public health.
No, they saw me jonesing.
Oh, yeah. 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 Like, yeah. Come on, give me the How do you take prednisone? You jack it into your ass?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have to squeeze the fat. You gotta go. No, it's a pill. I mean, it would be awesome if you had to jam this in my ass.
So why do athletes and other people taking it for nefarious means inject it if it's just a pill?
Different. It's a different steroidal compound.
Yeah. And you were saying that you understand Lance Armstrong better now because when you got the prednisone, you were like raring to go.
Oh, raging. Sometimes they give it to you in a course where it's six pills the first day, and then it goes down to one. And on that first day, I mean, you got the eye of the tiger. You know, I could rip a phone book in half.
Does it keep you up?
Oh, yeah. I mean, but then you crash. But I'm telling you, I could lift a car off of, like, somebody trapped under a tire that day. Like, I could lift it up.
Because sometimes I wonder, it's like you saw that Russian figure skater just got, like, dinged for taking whatever. And I'm just like, how could it really do anything for a figure skater? But I guess you're just locked in.
I mean, it's a lot of things, man. It's recovery. It's all these things that give you a competitive advantage.
Right. Did you see, I can't remember who, I saw like half of a headline that someone's starting like a sporting event, a and you can use drugs.
I love that. I've always wanted to see these guys go all the way to the limit. Like when Barry Bonds' head grew like three sizes too wide, right. I was like, this is awesome.
God. You know? I love it. We were all just like, it's fine. It's a home run race by two little beanstalks who are now jacked.
I know. It was great. It was great. They were hitting them into the ocean. Remember that? Like,
right.
So like it used to be far if you could hit like the second deck. Then yeah. There were dudes with like motorboats, like chasing McGuire into the East Bay. I mean, there were migrant boats like catching home run balls.
There's nothing seems less entertaining for me than watching a San Francisco Giants game from a kayak.
It's the dumbest thing. Like, I actually think about that sometimes because, like, people want to do those bleacher seats where they catch the home runs. Those seem terrible, but you're right. Standing in a kayak, like, listening to the game, waiting to hear if there's, like, one out of every 10 games, like, a huge crack of the bat.
Have you ever caught a foul ball?
No, I don't bring a glove to the game.
Well, you don't have to catch it with a glove.
That's how you're going to do damage to yourself.
Well, I was going to say, I don't know if you know this about me, but one of my fears is getting hit by a foul ball. So
it's a very rational fear.
Oh, well, thank you. Like when I
saw a woman, get hit by a hockey puck right in front of me, split her face open. My mom and I always talk about it. We're like, she really took one for the team that day because she was sitting right.
Yeah. When I
blood explosive. A hockey puck's scarier than a baseball, don't you think?
But I think now in the present day they've put a net around the whole thing, so you can't really get hit.
This was anymore. The '80s, different regs.
You went there, no seatbelt. You came back.
No. Oh.
But
I need to look up how many deaths from hockey pucks. You know.
Oh God. So whenever I go, you know, me and our buddy Jeff and Evan will go to like a Yankees Dodgers game once a year. And I'll say, listen, I'll sit wherever you want, just no foul ball territory. Because you, first of all, you're not paying attention. You're drinking tall boys, as we know, at Dodger Stadium. And they just rifle the balls at you. I don't know. I think it's absolutely insane.
By the way, I just Googled and there's like six different people who got killed in the past 10 years by hockey pucks.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I can't do it.
I like that when you get hit by a ball, like, your reward is what? Like a bat?
Right. Like they sign something for you? Yeah.
Yeah. They sign. You're in the hospital. They're like, hey, you know what I would never do? I don't
return
care
how
much pressure. I would never return a historic ball.
I was just going to say the same thing.
Pay me 500 grand.
Yeah. I think that at the very least, you need to take a beat and think about it.
Yeah, immediately the entire crowd pressures you and then they just trade you for a regular ball.
Well, but you remember the guy who caught Jeter's 3,000th hit that was a home run?
Yeah, what happened?
He gave it right back and he became a celebrity. Topps made a baseball card with him catching it. Like, oh, no.
Still never got the dollar value out of that play.
Yeah, I mean, and now he's some guy whose name we can't remember.
I mean, it's winning the lottery and then just having the crowd pressure you into giving it to some rich guy.
I know we're far afield, but I have a very important question I don't think we've ever talked about. What's your take on Bartman?
He was wrongly misaligned. He was wrongly a lot, like maligned.
Absolutely. I think about him sometimes and I like start to like
I cry.
Well up. Yeah.
Is he okay?
He's living a reclusive life and that's how he wants it.
Unbelievably unfair, the abuse that guy took. And if you don't know what we're talking about, it was a guy who was at a Cubs game who didn't even reach that far over. And the player could have caught the ball and instead Bartman got in the way and it was interference and the ball ended up dropping. So they didn't get the third out and they lost. And the Cubs didn't win the World Series.
Yeah, which by the way, the Cubs also blew. I mean, it wasn't like he single-handedly lost the game for them. He's like a reverse Jeffrey Mayer.
The reverse Mayer. Him and Mayer, there should be a buddy comedy. Him
and Mayer. Yeah. Mayer and Bartman?
Yeah. Ooh.
What
Can
a
we just
niche.
Come up with our next script?
What a niche. Yeah, I mean, that's Blacklist.
That is Blacklisty. Ooh, that's buzzy. Ooh.
What do they
Should
do?
We get back
what
to the topic? Should we get back to the topic of sickness?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I have to admit, I feel like I've been on both ends. I feel like I recently didn't show up for something and I wasn't sick enough to not show up.
Mm.
it was a friend's 40th recently, and Brenner was sick, and I just kind of felt like I was just like run down. So we bailed.
You know, I don't know if we've talked about this on the pod before, but like a child is basically a built-in excuse to not do things you don't want to do. Forget about if he's sick, not sick.
Yeah.
No one can say anything when you're like, Timmy's not feeling well. Timmy's got a fever. There's just.
We did a last minute cancellation. I didn't feel good about it, but I also was trying to protect myself and our family first.
Yeah. But I'm assuming, I don't know. I'm maybe this is a bad assumption. If it was my 40th birthday, you probably would have stuck it out.
Again, I don't like doing that.
Well, what do you mean? This whole top point of the topic of the show.
I know, but then it's like, oh, that you're like saying, because I don't care about that person enough.
I thought that we're trying to come up with a rubric.
Yeah. No, it wasn't about how close. It was a close friend.
Oh, it's how sick you are.
I think so.
Okay. So you're telling me you've got a catch in the back of throat, a little bit of sniffle, and it's between, and my wedding is coming up.
I guess it's the event too.
Okay. So, I mean, sometimes you just got to stick it out.
Right. Yeah. I know. I felt like maybe I should have stuck that one out is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The 40th. But on the flip side, I was just thinking about how I got COVID the one and only time. Mm-hmm. We went to the Soho House on New Year's. Jess's dad was going to come with us. And then he bailed last minute after I bought the ticket because he's like, I don't want to get COVID.
Yeah.
Sure enough, got COVID. New Year's Day was Bombay Claire's baby shower at our house. I think she's still a little raw about the fact that I may have had COVID, but we were outside.
Sorry, was this January 1st, 2021 or 2022?
2022.
So post-vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you didn't know you had COVID. You can't know within 12 hours.
And I think it was latent. It was in its hibernation period. What do you call it?
I vaguely know what you're talking about.
Before.
Well, I think
party, there were a bunch of other people with sniffles too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're the day after New Year's. First of all, her baby shower was New Year's Day.
I believe it was the second, maybe.
Okay. As the story changes a little bit. No. And I think, I got COVID one and only time. My only time was at Pride.
That seems like a safe place to catch something for sure.
Yeah. Pride. I think it was 2021 or was it 2022? I don't remember. I think it was 2022. I'm an ally. Yeah. Went to meet up with our buddies, went to a place called Stash. Walked in, it was like, it's raining COVID immediately. I mean, like, I could feel it.
It's raining COVID. Hallelujah. Mean, like,
I could just feel we were taking shots of.
You felt it. God. You felt the little green. What color is the COVID ball? Green or red?
That's
you felt the little. The spike protein hit your spike protein caught onto your upper mustache. That mustache?
Well, first of all, you know, we should tell our listeners, we live in West Hollywood. So like, you know, going to gay bars is not that unusual. The shots they pour for you at a gay bar are outrageous.
Yes.
I mean,
they're strong or they're big.
They're both.
Yeah. Big and strong.
I mean, you know, when you get, I mean, this could happen at any bar, not just a gay bar, but we've all been there, Matt. Like you order a shot and you're like, is this a drink?
Yeah. Yeah. Those big, first of all. I have to admit, Fireball Adam caught me throwing a drink on the floor, straight up on the floor recently, a shot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, I did that to you a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but like, I didn't do it the normal way. Like, how do you normally, like as if this is normal, how do you normally just discard a shot?
So if you want to pretend to take a shot and you don't want your friends not to know you didn't take it, you kind of make the motion. So you go, ugh!
Right.
So you don't drink it. And then you, when they're all closing their eyes and like, you know, like sniveling, you put it on the bar.
So you want to know what I did?
You just dumped it on the floor?
I just went, because I thought they were all like this. So I just went, boop.
And he saw you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That feels about right. Should we take a listener question?
Not yet. I want to do a rapid because we haven't gotten to our
You want to do a rapid test?
I want to do a rapid test of you when this is the yes or no. Okay. So it's your friend's birthday, regular birthday, weekend. You're getting over a cold. You're pretty much over it. It's lingering. Still have a little sniffle. Do you go to the party?
How good a friend?
It's in your outer circle. It's supposed to be rapid fire.
Oh, okay. I'd say no, I don't go.
Okay. It's your friend's wedding and you had COVID a week ago. You're on the tail end. Okay. Do you tell people you had COVID?
I mean, you either wear a mask like one of those people, or you do you tell people? Oof. I'd say probably not.
Okay. I don't know what other ones there are, but I was just trying to do a rapid fire of when you should go, when you shouldn't go.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's your, I mean, I think you got to listen to your body.
Yeah. I just feel like people are always trying to err on the side of showing up for their friends. And we always, as our pod, as our mantra,
is
showing up. But like, I just think we're in a time now where everybody's sensitive about ailments and you should take care of yourself. So you should sit it out mostly.
I want to get your take on this listener question. Cause I think it's it'll be a good test of your rubric.
Okay.
All right, let's take a listener question.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
This is asking for a friend. If you have a friendship dilemma or ethical situation, send it to us on Instagram, Man of the Year Podcast, and we will answer it on the show. I feel like we always get either really overly detailed questions are really vague ones. This was very detailed. So I'm just going to like give you the synopsis. So basically, I think it's a guy said his buddy wasn't feeling well and canceled plans with him. They were just going to go out for a drink. He then saw on a mutual friend's Instagram story that the guy was out doing something else.
Ouch.
Does he confront him? What are your thoughts? You know, does he tell him I saw you out?
Ooh. Wow. So his friend canceled on plans.
Yeah.
And he saw him in the Instagram story that same night.
Correct. Like in the background.
I will say this. Yeah. Not all Instagram stories are from that day.
Typical Matt. I mean, that's literally the definition of Instagram stories. You could see when it was. I mean, No, not true.
Not true. I post Instagram stories all the time from things, videos I shot days ago with Brenner.
Yes, but it was that night. I mean, I don't know, like, you know, yeah.
I'm just saying there's a possibility.
Yes, but sure. You could post videos from World War II on an Instagram story, but yes, this
was happening. You could be like, hey, I thought you said you were sick. That was Vietnam, bro. That was Vietnam.
Right.
You can clearly see the napalm behind me in the desert. In the desert.
In the jungle, forest. I think.
In the jungle. Huh, do you confront? How close of a friend is this?
Well, now I'm making judgments, but let's say outer inner circle. So not your best friend in the world, but.
Right. I mean, I think if you don't confront, now you're going to be having this thing. Like, you're going to have this unsaid thing that's going to be bothering you for a while.
Well, one, I was trying to think, like, what did the friend, the lying friend, what were they doing? And, you know, maybe they just wanted to, like, because sometimes we white lie. White lie, I think, is okay sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, was that just a white lie? Like, they double booked or...
Right. It happens. I mean, it happens. It definitely happens. Here's the thing. We have a friend who shall remain nameless who always does this to us.
Mm-hmm.
Makes up some BS excuse, and then we know they already went somewhere because they thought it was better. They're always looking for, like, the cooler thing to do.
Yeah.
We just don't care about that person anymore.
Right. Well, that's, you know, I mean, I suppose that's sort of a different scenario.
No, it's the same scenario. I'm just saying, right. Depends on what kind of person this person is. Is this a person right. who does this consistently?
Right.
Because if it's a person who does this consistently, then, like, you kind of just, you don't have to write them off, but you just have to put them in the bucket of, like, you're not a real quality friend. So the main thing of our pod is, like, who are you investing in?
Hmm.
So if you don't invest in this person, then you can appreciate them for the flake that they are. But you don't trust them and you don't make plans with them where it's like, okay, well, if this person bails on me, my Friday night's screwed.
Now, what if it's more of a one-time thing? This person's not.
I think you let one of those slide every now and then.
Yeah.
Every now and then, though. I wouldn't. Like I don't want to have a lot of friends that do that. Are you not inviting me somewhere? Like, what are we in high school?
I tend to agree with you because when you said, oh, you should say something because that's gonna be bothering you, but that's kind of like, you know, putting your, even though they lied, you're putting your, you know, it's just causing a situation.
Yeah, but I think you need to know the state of your relationship with your friends.
But if it's a one-time thing,
right?
Like, you know,
you may not know. They may have gotten invited last second and they were really planning on staying home. And then, like, you know, whatever. Somebody who's maybe closer to them and, like, their right. best friend was in town. You don't know the circumstances.
But I guess the question is, should the sick person have lied at all or just told the truth?
Should have told the truth.
Hmm.
I mean, I think it's always better to just tell the truth. But occasionally, like, if you think, first of all, why are you posting on Instagram?
No. This was the background of someone else's Instagram.
Well, you do hear, but look, let's just say this happens a lot. I feel too many times people say to me, hey, don't post this. Don't post this on Instagram.
I think this was a, what's the word? Like a bat in the background of something.
Right. But I don't, you feel that you have, like, that just, not just with us, I just feel that happens too much. Something wrong with friendship in America where too many times people are saying, hey, don't post this because I didn't tell this person that I was going to be here. Like, why are we there? I feel what the larger question that we, you and I, the friendship experts need to fix is, why are we in a situation where it's so frequent where somebody goes, hey, don't post that because I didn't tell this one person I was doing this thing. So we're doing something wrong with friendship if we're getting to this place a lot.
Well, some of it is social, people's lack of social awareness, which, you know, I always rail about. Because in a very early episode, remember you and me were saying how sometimes when we go to New York, we don't post on Instagram so people don't know we're there.
Right. That's an absurd way to live, right?
Well... yes, because people.
Why are we being forced to live in isolation chambers?
Because people are
social isolation chambers.
Because people are very weird.
Sensitive. People are sensitive. Right. So I think we have to say, hey, you know, people aren't obligated to tell you they're in your city or tell you when they're going out. They're not always obligated to invite you everywhere. But you should have conversations with your friends periodically and let them know how you're feeling about, you know, hey, you know, next time if you're out and doing something fun, I'd love to come. You know, if that's what you're feeling when you see them in a picture doing something fun, if you're feeling like, why isn't this person inviting me? I think it's okay to have a little convo about it. They look like a really fun party. If you know, I haven't really been out in a bit. If you have anything like birthdays coming up, I'd love to join you.
Just going back to the traveling thing, I really walked the walk recently. Our friend Pat, I don't know how to describe, you know, politics Pat would be the way, you know, who lives in the East Coast now. He left LA and he was visiting for the first time in a while. And I said to him, like, hey, would love to see you. Realize you're only here for 3 days. You're getting pulled in many different directions. You have your wife, you have your kid. Would love to see if it works. If not, no big deal. I like gave him 1,000 outs.
I like that.
Does anybody ever do that to me? No. They're like, how come you're not hanging out? I'm like, I'm in New York for 2 days.
I like that. I told you I had that friend who wasn't even that close from law school. It was like, I have an hour before my plane. I was like, you know what? I'll do that.
Right. Right. Exactly. But like a little bit of social awareness goes a long way.
People are lonely. Look, I mean, it's something, it's flattering. Like, let's step back. Like, the fact that people want to hang out with you should be grateful.
Hmm.
Nah. Here, I was like, nah, who cares? I'm just saying, like, on some level, be grateful there's somebody who wants to see you at all.
No, you're right.
How do we address this issue of, like, okay, I feel like I have to lie to my friend because I told him I didn't want to go out with him, and then I, you know, are you obligated to, if you say no to one person, maybe you shouldn't say I'm not going out.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's bring up a level higher. Let's say, it's not a really good example for me and you, but all right, let's just say we're going to get a drink and then you get invited to the Knicks game. And, you know, you really want to, I'm sorry, the Lakers game or Clippers game. You really want to go to the Clippers game.
I would tell you, I'd say, look, dude, I know we've made plans, but I got these tickets. I would tell you.
Right. And you think that's okay.
Or you could just say something came up. You know, like, thing is, you can, you know, you're allowed to cancel on people. I mean, it's not great to do it consistently and frequently, but sometimes something like that does happen. You scored Laker tickets.
Right.
Are you obligated to honor your obligations with a friend? Depends.
Yeah. I mean,
we want you to, we don't want you to bail on your friends every time something better comes along.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Essentially, you're just leveling up your plans because something better came along. Tickets is maybe a bad example because, okay, you got tickets, but like, I can't think of another example.
Right.
Like,
I don't think you should always be leveling up your plans because your plan should be about the people you're spending time with, not about the activity.
Right. You know, if your buddy who's a chef hit you up and was like opening a new restaurant, you know, it's going to be friends and family one night only, and you already had plans with me and you couldn't invite me, you know. So you said you would cancel on me.
I don't know. I think I would say, hey, dude, if you want me to not go, I don't know. Then you're like, and you can't put it on you. I don't think I would go to the friends and family thing. If we had plans to hang out, like whatever, I don't need to be at that thing.
Right.
Depends. Like, again, it's like, is this something that, you know, it's also like, you know, like, I think you have a good point. And as you get older with family and stuff, like, when you make plans with people, you're putting it in the calendar way in advance. It's more obnoxious to cancel on somebody that you had longstanding plans for.
Oh, so you're actually kind of saying that my algorithm has a downside.
No, I'm saying that it's not that it has a downside. I'm saying it obligates you to be more responsible and more reliable as an adult to people.
Right. Because I would say, okay, let's say I tell my buddy Shane, we're having drinks in 2 months. That's the only time we can let's lock it in. And then 2 weeks before something comes up and I want to cancel, an argument against that would be, we've had these plans for 2 months. Now you're going to cancel now. But if I just made the plans 3 days earlier, it would be different.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying this because now I'm like married with a kid, my calendar has to be filled earlier.
Right.
I got to put these things on the calendar earlier. I can't make
sense. Does the amount of time in advance a plan is made change your calculus of canceling?
I think so. It should. Mm. I think it should. I'm coming around on that. I think it should. Because people invest now. I've had a babysitter lined up. Like, there's things.
I mean, all those things could be true if you made the plans a week before, though.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm not sure about that. That one, Sergeant Black and White, is a little.
Yeah, I don't know either. Listen, I'm saying, I think this is a really big topic that needs deep exploration. of like, what is our rubric for when you can cancel on someone? Look, I don't like, hey, saying the idea of leveling up. I don't even like that. I hate people who think that way.
Right.
Who think like, oh, something better came up, so let me ditch my friend. Because we have a friend who constantly does that. And now they're just in a bucket of like, all right, you're my friend, but like nominally.
Right. I mean, that's saying constantly. But again, if you got Lakers tickets, you would level up.
Maybe once in a blue moon, not every time. Like I'm saying, right. We have dinner planned. Like if we had a boys' night planned, like we're going to get steaks and somebody was like, I have front row tickets to Lakers, I'm not canceling for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Do we answer the question? I say, don't confront, give them one pass.
Give them one pass. But if it's a consistent thing and you're a close friend, I think you should say, hey man, you know, I just want you to know, like, if if we make plans, like I that's my plan for the night. And then if I get canceled on, like, I don't have anything to do, you know, so it upsets me if like, then I find out you went out somewhere else. Not, like, it's fine if you want to go out and do something else, but let me know. Cause it's also jamming me up.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. That was asking for a friend. If you have a friendship question or ethical dilemma, send it to us on Instagram and we will answer it on the show. All right, Matt, what did we learn today?
Well, I think the big lesson is err on the side of health in the post-COVID world. And, you know, it'll be okay if you don't go to your friend's birthday party.
And I think I learned that it is a kind of a multidimensional rubric to determine if you need to cancel on someone. Are you, how sick are you? Is it a white lie? How close is the friend? How big is the event? And we always come back to, you know, our tenant, it's communication. If it's your good buddy, just tell them what's going on. They'll understand.
And I also think, just remember, if you have to miss that because you're sick, which you should, because you have to prioritize your health, you can always make it up to somebody.
Yes. And I like that. Like, hey, I'm not feeling well. Let's put it on the calendar
now. I love that.
Another time.
Right. Like you're saying, hey, you're not just saying, hey, I'm sorry, I missed it. Like, okay. So you missed my party. Now I'm pissed.
Right.
Like, you're saying, I missed your party and I'd like to take you out to lunch next week.
That's how you know.
I want to celebrate that thing.
That's how you know, like when you're going on a date, like the girl's not just canceling on you because she doesn't want to go. If she says, oh, I'm not feeling well, which happens to happen more often than people actually get sick. If they say, I'm not feeling well, how about next Wednesday, next Thursday? Then you know they're actually sick. They're like, I'm not feeling well. Then you never hear from them again.
What's the ratio of dating real sickness to fake sickness?
The dating fake sickness is
10 to 1.
85%.
It's 8 to 1.
If a girl on a first or second date says she has sore throat, 10% chance she's actually ill.
Is that the number one true lot? Is that the number one true illness?
Oh, a sore throat, not feeling well. Thought I was fine.
Is the stomachache still the number one fake one?
No, it's sore throat.
So it's the fake. Wait, so the fake and the real one is the same thing?
Oh, I don't know what the real one is. I mean, real. I don't know. Real is just really sore throat.
People see sore throat. That's the new one.
Sore throat is like you know, like if you're a swinger, you put like a certain kind of plant out front of your
pineapple. Your, the upside down
pineapple. Pine. Sore throat is a reverse of that. Like sore throat is like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh shit.
Wow. Yeah. Someone says you, it's no one has a sore throat, Matt. Right. No girl has a sore throat. I'm sorry.
Well, she's been, you know, doing a lot of stuff there.
Okay. Inappropriate. On that note, guys, thank you for listening. Be good to yourself. Be good to your friends. Love you, buddy.
Love you, buddy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner.
Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.